say, well, if you want to try to talk to them, it's not going to work.
We'd like to give it a shot.
So what kind of weapons do they have? They do not have lasers.
Oh, they just have, well, they have some of our lasers that they've captured, but pretty much just have these, big, like,
bazookas?
No, like, hand-to-hand stuff.
Oh. Hand-to-hand?
Yeah, some kind of axe thing.
Axe? You can laser the axe? You can beat them?
I'd like to communicate.
They're strong, man!
I'd like
they're strong and crafty!
I'd like to communicate over with Bridge Square. Actually, our shell might have the info. I just want to download up to my tricorder like all the basic information about the Romulan Empire.
Okay.
The stuff that they teach like in grade school or elementary
school. Alright.
Do tricorders have any projective capability? Do we have anything like that on the ship? Shuttle?
The what?
Oh, we have a little
presentation.
We have a little,
Did we bring the AV equipment?
Can't we just create stuff on the shuttle? Isn't there a, whatchamacallit there?
Replicator and elevator phone.
Yeah.
But there's computer screens.
Yeah, if nothing else, I want to get a good computer screen or something.
Okay.
I want to know what the Empire is like now and stuff.
Empire.
I don't think you want to, like, you know, instill any sense of hatred in them. These guys are already rabid enough. If they're the same way, well, we can see how it works out. But we can do a good AV presentation. I got some PowerPoint on the Empire.
Just tell them the war's over and they lost.
You guys are a bunch of losers.
Be happy to send them home.
Losers.
Hello, losers.
Okay, we can tell them the war's over. They've won. We surrender. Can we take you home?
So we're going over there.
Okay. So you're all for it?
Shannon and I will go. Dave and Dave can start organizing
the next war party.
Start organizing people to round them up to start getting them back on the ship.
Fine.
Alright.
Sure? Not a war party?
Yeah, not a war party.
Okay, so Lieutenant Miller leads you over to the Romulan side of the cave. You are most of the way there.
Okay.
You're not like in neutral territory. There's a
when
we you feel an earthquake.
Okay.
Or when you make a dodge roll.
So Dave, leaving you two behind to start organizing the evacuation.
Gotcha.
Shannon and I are going to go talk to him.
Worst
comes to worst, we
tell these little tips mean we're admirals.
She already introduced you.
Seven.
Is that everybody?
All the captain. How much? Seven?
Six.
Six? Oh, you too, also. There's an earthquake.
Earthquake? Well, what is making?
Dodge roll.
Dodge.
Check the one.
Eight.
Dodge is coordination. Coordinated dexterity?
Reaction. Oh, that's
what
I got to
say. Of course. Two mats. I am a man. 13.
Okay, you
want to
use this?
Okay.
So, here. Anyway, so rocks fall down.
They see the way I dodge, now they're going to listen to me, right? When I tell them to
freaking
get the shuttle.
So, Captain. Yamamoto says, you can organize the evacuation with my aide.
So we ran. So the captain became sensible. What did your calming effect work? What was it
doing? Yeah, it seems so effective. I mean, he did convince Captain said, we went wrong. He said, well, all right. He said, you can plan the evacuation. Lieutenant has been very
When I say plan, you mean, you know, you guys come with me, get in the shuttle, be right back? Isn't it enough?
Well, we have to make sure, you know, we have to make this orderly because in case the wrong way is back.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll
organize
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got it.
Okay, so you go off to, like, another room where there's another map, and, you know, where you can... and Lieutenant just starts explaining, you know, the various reasons and stuff, and, you know, the people. So after that,
are these seismic disturbances ordinary?
Yeah, they usually go up and so on, yeah. You know, this is a very stable cavern system.
So, once we start getting near the Romulan side of things, and they start yelling out in Romulan, you know, we come in peace, we come to negotiate.
We communicate up to the ship and ask them if another blast would occur, the flashlight.
So you communicate up to the ship?
Yeah. Am I going to have a problem with that?
No.
Just the earthquake going up here. What's that?
Just another useful piece of information. You commit up to the ship and,
We just got
there was an earthquake that said, you're asking if
there was a detection of the same weapon or whatever we saw. No, was
no,
before.
No, sir.
All right, so
it's
probably just after
that. I mean, yeah, it could be aftershocks that...
my board to monitor, intruders.
Right. Any damn Romulan around here?
That's right.
Everywhere. Okay, so you start yelling at a Romulan, blah, 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 we'll come in peace.
Come to negotiate, I give my name, I give the information.
Hey, you got your phaser still?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so dead. Gonna rape you and take your phaser.
So, you know, 1 second you're there, the next second they're like, you know, four Romulans surrounding you with, like, their...
You got
access,
you got face.
I didn't
even know how we lost this.
This is
so
and, you know, Mueller takes out his laser, starts pointing
around.
Put it down.
Hello, I say in Romulan, we would like to talk with your leader. We are from space.
Space man.
So, here we are. And one of them goes up and phaser twos are actually look like weapons. So they
goes.
You
think phaser twos or
phaser twos is what we brought.
Anything obvious? Probably left in Vegas.
I have a tricorder and an AV screen I'm hauling around.
I have
at least
one behind you.
They'll take your tricorder and Vegas.
Can you take my AV screen?
Sure. It's like that. Everything, unless it's really small, electricity.
Or stuck up your butt.
Yeah, let me communicate it.
I tell my, I'd appreciate it if you could bring those along. I have some stuff I want to show you on those.
Okay, so we need
a presentation.
That's a PowerPoint.
They lead you to a another...
Except for to make small children fall asleep.
Cavern. So that takes a while, actually. You two make a...
I explain a line to them. And then we're done playing. First in, first out.
Okay, but how are we going to hold the Romulans back and keep the position safe while we're doing the mass loading onto the ship?
With one phaser, will omit every single Romulan go unconscious.
Wait.
Make administration logistics roll.
Logistics 8.
Uh-huh. One got administration.
Administration is what, insight?
Yep.
Logic, perception?
Perception.
Perception.
one?
Five.
Eight?
Yeah, so the lion explanation right. Worked.
Meanwhile,
if I need to make it faster, I'll call it a Q.
So you let, you know, get to another.
The door to the cell is wide enough.
Bigger cave, you know, with another table. The moss. And there is a. Young looking one.
Boy, without this moss, living in a cavern system would be unpractical, wouldn't it?
It's pretty tough.
It's all dark. You know, who are you?
I'm with NSJG, Clancy Evans, the United Federation of Planets. This is my current CEO, Lieutenant Crystal...
Meth.
It's your last name.
You have a last name? Melodious.
Lieutenant Crystal. Also of the United Federation of Planets.
It's a little badly on your next review.
We saw your... we saw the Earth ship and drifting in space and came here to investigate and have found the two of you at war and would like to offer you the option to be returned to the Romulan Empire. And I have a presentation which I'd like to tell you about the current status of the Empire.
Is that cheating music?
May I have access to my equipment here to show you the presentation I've prepared? If you'd like, you can take that gun I had at my side and point it to me at me while I'm doing it in case I try anything tricky. Just press that button there and it goes off and stuns me.
Just turn it around.
Did you say the weapon stunned? You did not kill?
Not on that setting.
Oh my god!
That baby, that'll disintegrate like a quarter mile rock.
What? Was that guy lying on that?
No, it's just the first contact
with
him.
I see. And
you don't bring like this fucking gun in the first place.
You should just say, yeah, this is that.
Man.
So
if I wanted to blow up this AV station, I'd send it to what?
Point it to you?
And you calm yourself up first.
And then he stuns Miller.
Can I start up the AV presentation now?
Oh.
I check Miller.
Miller's fine. Actually, he's pretty really heavily sensitive.
Miller's, you know.
Yeah,
a wasp.
He's emaciated. Yeah. He'll be out for hours, right?
He's cracked a few ribs when he fell down.
Make sure he's okay.
Were you checking Miller? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a tricorder. Okay. Miller's fine.
He flapped it, so they come away.
Can I show you this presentation on the current status of the Romulans?
Let's see.
I brought a big screen card and everything.
In the blackness of space,
any of this.
There was nothing more than a molten ball.
Well, I have
a neon.
I mean, the basic question is, do you want to continue here, living here in these caverns subsiding on moss, or would you like to be returned to your people? This, I was trying to simply give you some more information to help make you, make an informed decision.
It has been my sincerest hope to build a final peace between our two people.
That would be wonderful.
Final piece of what?
By
killing us all.
To finally end this
The war beyond this planet is actually over, but there is still some tenseness, and any people who could help that tenseness and bring true peace instead of just a tense peace would be wonderful.
Yes, peace, not yet.
He's going to explain that the peace will include the slavery of all.
He says,
really? You're willing to be this place.
Well, it's a human. Human. This is not, no matter what you tell, even if I have to leave. I can at least believe the fact that the humans have gotten reinforcements. Finally, even reinforced, yeah. Our cause is perhaps lost.
That's a good rational way to look at it either way. And if we're lying or telling the truth, it is well to work with us.
And all we want to do is take you home if you want to go home. If you want to stay here, you're welcome to stay here.
They're not allowed to stay.
They are. They are, according to the laws.
As long as they were using that bomb as an act of war and not just testing it, I think they're okay.
Okay.
Seriously, it's munitions testing. That seems to me like munition, like, usage.
Right, they use computer models before they didn't until they finally use it on the first people.
But you said, you know, we know how treacherous Captain Yamamoto can be.
He's not in charge anymore.
The other option,
and I would like to believe, you know, that he's not in charge anymore, but
doesn't go into shock to stun him. The other option is you could let us peacefully evacuate the Federation people away, the Earth people away. And we could stock you up with supplies and arrange diplomatically for a way for the Romulans to evacuate you from this area.
Just thinking out loud.
Whatever.
If you can contact Robin,
are you sure you would like to see my presentation? I spent a while on it.
Well, if you, you know, really want to.
All right.
Not activated.
Long ago, in the blackness of space, a molten ball began to form. Beyond the beyond, Seth.
With a name?
Ball. Cool.
You know, you've been talking to this guy for half an hour. Yeah, she just went around the
circle. You could David Attenborough to
obvious. Romulans, not problem. Humans, problem.
One of those episodes. Always find out what episode I'm trying to run.
If it becomes clear we're having problems with the humans, we can evacuate the Romulans first. Come back for the humans.
But they might not trust us to do that. I show my presentation. It basically talks about the events from the human-Romulan war to the present. And it's narrated by David Attenborough.
Talks about the current state of Romulus and all kinds of stuff like that. Tries to slant it toward, you know, peace and harmony, not, you know, the minor unfortunate incidents that have occurred.
David Burr? No.
So, and did he actually call us small humans? I mean, did he actually say human, human, or was that you just thinking?
That was him.
No, we think it's like, well, I see two humans, I see three humans, but then two humans with, you know, good clothes. different items, obviously, technologically better.
Yeah. Am I wrong?
What kind of presentation skill?
Power.
Oh, how about oratory?
Yeah, sure.
I don't have any other except that. Six. Congratulations. You have a very nice presentation. Seven. That's even better. Thank you. Well, obviously, both people have obviously advanced.
PowerPoint's been upgraded.
Microsoft is very good.
Virgin, 112 point.
So I want to negotiate at least a temporary peace where we get the humans off the planet if they don't want to be evacuated. So.
Of course, you can manage that. That's what I was trying to do.
Can you tell me a little bit, if you'll consider it like a vital military secret about this bomb that got set off?
That's what you're
looking at. I suppose. It doesn't really matter if it's... I'm sure we're technologically out of these things.
I suspect so.
We're
actually a little worried that it might have set out some sort of seismic activity.
It's taken us a few decades to develop. It's all based on our knowledge of black holes.
You didn't like drop a quantum black hole into the planet or something, did you?
No, but it's very similar. You know, it's create our ship is very small black hole, but this is even smaller. This is not even you can technically call a black hole.
It's a brown hole.
The Great
Depression. Yeah, more like a grayish.
Great Depression.
Yeah, immediately collapses and explodes. This was the weapon that we hoped would induce the heroes to finally see a reason and stop this slaughter.
So you feel like the
captain? Captain Yamamoto seems a bit fanatical.
I've been that way ever since I've known him.
Yeah.
It's not that long. Not that long. But another
party.
I've only recently taken command.
Yeah, we can keep them unconscious for
days. Not the truth.
Well, with that understanding that you won't make any attacks, we'd like to go ahead and return to their site to try and make sure there's peace on that side. Do you want to be evacuated?
I would wish to. Contact my empire. See what they
will do with me. How much destruction will we want on the planet? Hold on.
We're not going to be able to contact them from here.
We might fail.
We're not going to be able to contact them from
here. I can just do a voice.
Yes, sir.
I am so busy.
Doesn't anybody have long guns? I can totally fake it.
Make perception roll.
Perception? Eight?
Yep, perception.
So no alarms for my checklist?
No, because you're trying to detect wrong ones,
right? Oh, yeah.
do they keep...
treacherous humans.
Chemistry.
Are there Romulan ambassadors, like, on star bases?
Not really star bases. I mean...
No.
Third and Romulan.
When I picked it up the other day,
I have 14.
No, I mean not around here. Like Earth, close to Earth is a couple of days.
Okay.
You're actually pretty close to the neutral one.
What would be the correct protocol for getting them in touch with, or even as far as Starfleet? I mean,
usual protocol to contact your home star base and back to the admiral.
We already told the Stargate yep. There might be prisoners, so we'll amend that.
Central?
He did good.
14.
14? You hear some commotion from the next room. Kill Romulus!
White.
And then people moving around.
White beam. Fucking white beam law.
So what's going on here?
You walking out there?
Yeah.
There are some groups, you see like a couple people like as they left, leaving the captain in a couple of days. Yes?
Well, what role is going on here?
We're trying to win a war.
We're just evacuating.
We'll evacuate right afterwards.
Well, you won the war. We went through this, yeah.
You ready? One, two, three.
Wiping
the...
You gotta do it. This one, you're gonna nut.
So you two guys are in this room with the captain and two of his aides. Do you have your phasers out?
No, they're full through.
Okay. So
right now, it sounds like they're gonna go and instigate a combat.
Yes. We have to tap before the Romulans can set up another wall.
I communicate to my captain. Oh, captain, my captain.
Jimmy and Donald?
Yeah, I know.
Beep, beep, beep! Make a personal communicator roll.
Alright. There's a lot of
usually I just push this button.
How you push it, really? All things to touch.
Seven. Would be better if it was a
12?
It'd be better if it was 10. But seven, you actually reached down.
So we're sitting there and Donald's communicator starts chirping.
Okay. Ronald asks, what's that?
Communicator.
Sure, if I take this. Of course.
Go ahead.
It's really staticky.
Yeah.
Once he realizes what you're doing. Oh, actually, you haven't.
Said a word yet.
Yeah, but you don't know. You've got to be able to say. See, that's the thing about communicators. You
know, you
talk to someone. You say Crystal.
Crystal, you there?
And the captain pulls out a laser, so it seems quiet.
Yamato's got nuts. Good attack, you guys.
He shoots you. And he shoots you.
And then I go, thanks.
All right, come on through there.
Does that come through?
Yeah.
we probably
all
hear this.
I turn to the Romulan guy and say, okay, maybe we should evacuate you guys first.
You're pretty strong.
He's got courage.
I totally take the tinfoil, man. I'm cool.
Mirror man.
It doesn't do that much damage.
Dodge, Dave, dodge.
I know.
I take out my favorite. As soon as it happens. Webby.
Yeah, you can hit me when I got a, whatever that is. That's a 13.
No.
Really?
Wow. No, 13 is dodge everything, isn't it?
I hope so.
You roll 13?
Yeah.
Okay, you and two.
I could make it an 18.
No, 13 points.
I thought you could only have 4 courage points.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
not that good, huh?
We're using original thinking.
Good. Still 4.
Fantastic. So, I mean, you were cheating.
All that time I was lying. I haven't used any courage at all today.
Oh, I just put on my...
Initiative. There are...
I assume Dave's comm channel is still open, and we're going to hear everything that goes on here.
Sure.
Tell someone to close it.
So he's vaporized.
Yeah, we can listen and tear.
You will not vaporize me with a laser. You may make little holes in me. I will show you what vaporization looks like in your life.
Put it all the way up and away.
Make initiative roll.
Initiative. That's okay.
That's our
roll. Kill them all.
This is what? Coordination plus
dexterity.
Yeah. We have made the family that you're so much more reasonable than the humans over there.
Plus your small combat skill. If you have a small unit self attack. Maybe 14.
6. Perception, right? I thought it was perception before. Wasn't it?
Coordination. No, maybe it could be.
Was the inside perception?
What is that? Coordination plus dexterity plus small unit.
Coordination.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Well, I didn't use it anymore.
Yeah.
6. Either way. I got dexterity. I didn't even use it when I thought
it was. You fool.
Doesn't matter. 14.
Well, you got to see that. You
see. Oh, they're just going to go down with 2 to 7 odds.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, man. Actually, I got 5 courage going into this.
These are really damage, actually.
Wiping. What wiping?
We'll see. Can we wipe beans on these fuckers?
No.
No.
It's only useful for crowd control and small animals.
Very small animals.
Crowd control. How does crowd control
work? Fine line.
It's your gas. It
hurts and scares them
and
they
run away.
Alright.
Well, can we just turn it all the way up and then wipe beans?
Set your face on overload.
Well, no, I mean, instead of using stun...
You got 14?
Yeah.
6.
6? Someone else actually got 14. Six.
Did he?
Yep.
That's a guy's shoot.
You guys are pointless to shoot him. You shoot the next guy.
So...
That's a guy to be worried about, is what I'm saying.
Unless he got lucky.
He did that
so
one.
This guy at 14 randomly shoots you.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because you're the
nice
only
guy.
One.
Yeah, you are pretty ugly, man.
Make a dodge roll. Any weapon.
I'll get some kind of BPL. Yeah.
No, it hits you. Take a little bit of damage.
How much?
17.
Ow. 17.
Add 2 and dodge.
17 is the damage?
Yeah. I'd add 2 and dodge.
I'd add 2.
Where did all your courage go?
You don't have to.
Yeah, you did use something to get.
Really? Wow.
Like getting the ship power or something like that.
Okay, 17.
Seems kind of silly now, doesn't it?
Nah, I'm tough.
You're tough. You can take it. I thought you had like a 5 resistance.
Yeah.
Two, but that's still 3 levels or 4 levels.
17.
Jesus Christ.
They will save
you. 3 levels.
What's your resistance?
But you got high threshold, so not only
like 5 resistance and 5.
What's your
typing threshold?
So, yes. So you are at plus
1.
Yeah, instead of plus 2. Okay, spell is 14. Dave, what do you do?
I done a fucking fire yet. The guy in charge.
Okay, you should. You have your phase 9 heavy stuff?
Yeah.
Like usual.
Heaviest.
Sure. Literal. Dodge.
Yeah, dodge this fucker.
He dives into your.
Takes his full in the mouth.
Coordination plus dexterity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's your skill?
That sucks. Looks like an 8.
So you hit him. Roll damage.
Do I? Good. That's nice. what's the damage on our favorite?
4 die plus.
Heavy stun. 4 die plus 6.
Well, it depends on if it's heavy stone or light stone.
Heavy stone. So,
light stone.
No, it looks like 11. 12, 13. And he said,
plus 6.
Yep.
Then 19.
He's dead.
It's done.
No, he's dead.
I can't. You can't kill
me. You can't kill me, man. These guys are really weak.
Oh well.
I'm gonna turn it down.
You did a lot of them.
They'll be next round.
I mean, how dead is he?
He's got a resistance of 1.
Oh, so you what?
Did,
yeah.
You just did 18 levels of damage to him.
Right.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you? Is that the captain?
Yeah. You got it all.
Who are you?
Then we shoot you who I be.
He's a small animal. He's a small animal.
Right, guess we're letting Dave have a phaser.
Stop
it.
He's all your heart attack.
Yeah. He falls over.
Okay, so he's down. He's done. Okay, good.
Yep, he's done.
Jesus Christ.
You might know from the contortion or the scream.
It was 4. You said 4 died. It doesn't matter. He'd be dead if I rolled a 6.
You
gotta do like
12
levels damage. So, like, if
you
do. Yeah, if you
roll
6,
he's dead, Dave, because that's 12.
12.
What's
resistance? So, you need to
13
damage.
Okay. What? Light's
done,
dude? I don't even know that, though. I don't even know
I'm
just
gonna
kill all these fuckers.
Well, okay, make a perception roll.
Me too?
Sure.
Boost perception.
Alright. So, I have to.
How'd you turn away?
7.
5. Yeah, 7 seems to fall down really badly.
Yeah,
you guys are weak as kittens, man.
Damn.
It sounds to me like white meat might work on these guys, Cap.
Might.
Oh, that might only work on people with, like, 0 resistance.
Anyways. Well, yeah, white meat does, like, what's the damage?
Yeah, that doesn't help a lot, man.
We both shoot at them.
Eventually, they'll do it.
Right. Actually, white beam will probably take them down faster than just shooting them one by one.
Yeah,
because I mean, they're all around you. That's the only way you'll hit them.
Well, what's light? What's light damage? Light.
Yeah, I think it's 2d
plus 4.
2d. So that's at like 7 so far. Plus what?
Yeah,
it's like 11 on average?
2d plus 4.
Shouldn't be able to kill him with that one.
How can that happen?
Actually, that's medium stun. Light stun is 2 plus 2d.
And was heavy stun really 4d plus 6?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
quite a bit of.
Jesus Christ. How can that. How can. I don't get how.
At resistance one, once they go up, every single one is their death.
So that means they have 1 point per level.
Yeah.
So at six, you're dead.
No.
You have to double to get dead.
Normally, yeah.
If you do someone double their damage and stun, they're dead.
Oh, I see.
So normally six with a normal weapon would kill you.
Alright.
And with stun, you have to do 12.
Alright. Kevin's obsession with 12. Yet again.
Yet again, shows up. Next week, it'll be eight. So, you got a six.
Yeah.
They all go before you.
They said medium 11 on average, so.
What if they all kill you now?
Slightly less than 50% of the time.
Oh, they did just kill their captain.
True.
So, at medium, they're still going to die, like half the time.
That's actually pretty good.
Less than half the time.
You have to do 13 damage to kill them. The maximum that medium can do is, yes, you're right.
Light. So light.
Put down the light, and you'll only kill them when you get
unlocked. Yeah, but I'm unlikely to put it down the light. I mean,
I don't know.
All I know is you drop fast from here.
Yeah, you don't know.
So I drop it down to medium and kill only half of them.
And when you kill a few more, you'll drop it to light.
That's it. That's it, right? Well, after you kill
it's
that's
important that guy doesn't breed anyway. So.
I'll note that on my report.
If I knew he was just killed, maybe like get him up to a. Get an emergency beam out to a sick bag.
Maybe he's a strong one of the bunch.
You lose initiative. He's the captain.
I don't give a shit. Like, I'm going to get promoted ever. I got to save the fucking universe in order to get out of promotion. And that whenever you save the universe, it's always some kind of time warp kind of deal, and nobody remembers it anyway.
Yeah. Well, for you, but all he's trying to shoot is. So four of them shoot at you, and one of them shoots you. One of them shoots at you. Dodge four times.
Alright.
That was a bad shot. I realize they're even worse than
good to hear.
Isn't this just one dodge for everything?
No.
Is that coordination plus dexterity as well?
Reaction.
For dodge?
Yeah.
Dexterity?
Coordination plus reaction.
Who's saying yes? Did the guy ask the question?
I'll say reaction and he's going to say yeah.
Seven to 14.
Seven.
I'm apparently obsessed with multiples of 7 today.
Fourth one.
Fourth one, sorry. Instead of the fourth. Number seven.
Okay.
When I'm hit, I'm telling you, I'm in.
First one hit you with a 12. The last one hit you with an 8. So you actually dodged the last one.
Okay, I dodged the last one.
You can hit once.
One courage point.
I don't know.
For 17, but that's the one.
Oh, Jesus.
For 17.
Where am I on my mirror? The mirror I was wearing.
And one of those shot me.
I could have blocked it.
You don't want to change your phaser setting instead, or you didn't even notice?
I didn't see. I got a
few. Five.
I did mention the hole they go down as they're as weak as kittens, I said.
I have a family exactly what that means. Who says and shoots him?
What?
They're as weak as kittens.
Okay, so can I turn it down before I shoot?
For an extra plus one.
Screw that.
Half of you is not half.
I know he's dying. He's saying they're weak as kittens. What does that mean?
That really means
if you watch Simpsons?
Yeah.
Weak as kittens.
This is the form of abuse.
You're right, we have no idea what that means.
I won't hit anyway.
I'm unconscious at that, I think, right?
You got a 10.
Damn.
What's your resistance today?
4. I got an 8. So
5, I'm unconscious.
4, so there.
See, I'm not even hitting. 8, 12,
16, 17 looks to me like you're plus 2 today.
Oh, the first one, nothing affected, right? Okay.
Well, I missed.
Now you did. Now
you're
both dead.
Yeah, missed, Will? Yeah. He dodged.
He dodged.
He only rolled 6.
Yeah, and I'm Yoni.
Amateur.
So, I'll do everything myself.
Why me?
What left?
There's six of them left.
Oh, God.
Well, God, thank God you missed. You turned that down. You're going to kill more.
How are you talking about? I didn't hit my last one.
No issue.
I'm saying, you didn't turn down your phaser, man.
I'll turn it down now.
Now that you said that you kill people, we as kittens, if you shoot a kitten, heavy stone, you kill the kitten.
We figured it was a metaphor.
Weak as kittens.
They may be just, actually, maybe they're physically weak, but, maybe they're constitutionally strong.
We're going out, we're leaving here anyway. We're not going to make this, we're not going to win this fight, we're both fucked up.
Can we, dodge out of the way or something, or, get out of the room?
You can run.
That's only choice.
You can't hide.
Huh?
We're both one step from unconscious.
If only you had a stim.
Who does have stim?
That's a stim.
Oh! Dang it!
Fucking stim,
I'll get one.
Well, you could,
I'll take an action. Have an action, that's all. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
This is where you use them, man. When you're hanging around your apartment watching Heckle and Jekyll.
Heckle and Jekyll. What the hell is that?
Man, you guys are
Roll initiative, first of all. All
right. Initiative.
They're going to shoot you down before you can stem or run or anything.
Well, yeah, actually. You're kind of slow.
When you fuckers rolled out, don't forget your mighty four, Dave.
Because then I have small unit.
Four.
Yeah.
Because you're at the two level, and that's 2 foot, and then one to the left of it, and one to the left of it. They're additive.
What are you talking about?
What additive? You're at plus 2 from your wounds. And
at plus 4?
Yes. That's right. And so that's a minus 4 to your die roll.
So what's your plus right now?
What?
Well, you've got higher pain threshold.
Got
you that. You would be plus
2. How could? Would you just be there?
You got
5
resistance.
Yeah. Alright. Great. 4. Great.
What's
your target? I'm going to play
the 5. You've been doing that wrong for the last 5 years, Dave?
It hasn't really been 5 years.
What are you talking
about? Maybe you just don't get wounded much.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Doing this wrong for the last 5 years.
Last 5 seasons.
You've been hit before.
I've been hit before. I've been hit bad before.
Are you sure? Can you see the erase marks on your character sheet?
No, you get reprinted, remember?
Yeah.
Sure. I've been around for the last 5 years.
I have a long-term contract.
I was like a season 3 sharp replacement or something, because the show is doing well enough they can pay for additional cast members.
Yeah, you're the end of the row.
That's right.
It should have been A, by the way.
I'm not sure Instant Run was ever in the opening credits.
Well, she's a cast member enough to be in the cast photos for 2 seasons.
Who?
Yeah. She was in season, 5 and 6.
Yeah, 5. Good show.
For next generation.
First exit,
I'm just not sure she was actually in the
Yeah, she was.
But she was in the cast photos, on the web.
Yeah, so they were going to make her.
Yeah, well, she stuck out.
Yeah, she's the one.
Was good.
She was going to be
typecast.
She would have gone straight into Deep Space Nine. She might well have been Kira. I don't know for sure if she had left.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, 4, what's it getting me? Dead, right? Dead.
Tell me what I mean.
Oh, God.
I got 4. I know. The shooters were dead.
Let's extend.
9s and 8s.
9s and 8s.
Yeah.
So I can see. I can tie a bunch of 8s.
Which means you lose, because they're attacking you. What about you?
Fire.
Oh. Well, perhaps they'll all shoot Dave randomly.
And I'd still be dead.
You didn't dodge him, right?
You couldn't dodge the last one, or I would have.
You're
wounded
now.
I'm not going to give up. Like this.
Donald and I did when the Romulans surrounded us?
Is that an action?
Oh, wait. Okay, what's in the room?
There are two exits. The one you came in. Actually, the three.
Okay.
You're right in one of the exits. Respectively, on the other exit, there's a big table. So in the middle.
Big table in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, can we just, like, dive down? Like, fall through the exit? So we're, like, beneath the level of the table, and we're out the doorway.
So you're going to dive on the ground, I
guess. Yeah.
That'll probably buy you around, yeah.
Well, once we're outside,
might be, like, do it in conjunction with your first dodge or something. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
How
do you do with the first dodge?
First off, what did you roll for initiative?
No, surrender. Surrender is a good option. Surrendering, good option. You're each going to get killed if you get shot again.
I think with my first dodge, I could surrender instead.
Well, maybe you could just drop your weapon right now. I bet Kevin would love that. Why don't you ask him?
I don't know.
Does surrender take an action or is it instantaneous, Kev?
I guess you could drop your weapon now.
He's fucking nothing more than monkey.
He said you can
drop
your weapon now.
You know,
I mean, even though, you know, the relatively pretty well skilled in these guns, they only got one
hit. Yeah, but Dave said minus four to dodge sure. Now. I presume.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's got four levels of wound. Unless you surrender.
That's fine. Get rid of this damn theory.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to deal with that drug.
You know, sometimes they didn't have the first episode or so, they didn't actually sign in for the season.
I got a guaranteed contract, man.
So what happened? They're going to dodge the first one, leave the fuck out of the room.